We were continuing Chayyadim, Klal Amad Aleph, Simit Yud Zayin. So the Chayyadim deals with the order of the Aliyahs that we give a Kayan first. So he starts with the general principle of the Mitzvah HaTorah, of giving special respect in regards to the Kayan, and then he proceeds from there. This is the same in the Torah, the Kaddish as the Kayanim. There's a Mitzvah say in the Torah to treat the Kayanim with an element of Kedusha, putting them, giving, respecting them as being something unique and holy. The Pasuk says, V'kidashtoi. You have to make him holy. So what does it mean you make him holy? So we'll see that Chazal says it means that the Beis Din will take steps to make sure the Kohen acts properly. That's one explanation. Another pshat in Chazal is that we have to treat the Kohen as if he's holy. V'kibul Chazal. Chazal have a Masorah. When it comes to elements of Kedusha, we have to give him a certain element of respect. For example, Liftoach Rishon, Ulevarach Rishon. So when there's a situation of giving over words of Torah, a shir, a drasha, so the Kohen should speak first. He's Poteach Rishon. And when it comes to benching, he's Mevarach Rishon. With the Tilamana Yafa Rishon, we also have responsibility by Suda to give him his portion first. He should get the nicer portion, and we'll give that to him. We give him the nice portion, and afterwards everybody else takes theirs. So these are different things that we have to do to be noyig with Kedusha, an element of recognition of Kedusha to the Kayan. If the Kayan wishes to forgo this, the Kayan's a Talmud, and his Rebbe is sitting by the Suda, and the Kayan feels uncomfortable being served before his Rebbe, and he says, please don't serve me first, serve the Rebbe first. The Kayan does not want to speak first, he wants to have somebody else who's Gadol Mimenu speak first, so the Kayan is allowed to do that. The Kayan giving kavod and forgoing it to somebody who is not Gadol Mimenu, that might be problematic, because it's improper for the Kayan, as it were, to demean his Kedusha by allowing somebody who is of a lesser stature go ahead of him. But in regards to somebody who's a Gadol Mimenu, so the Chayyadim says that's going to be permitted. So now, theoretically, this should play out in regards to Kriyas HaTorah as well, that in regards to Kriyas HaTorah, we should say that the Kohen goes first. That's like the Iftarach Rishon, he's starting. But if he would wish to be Meichel and let somebody else go ahead of him, he could do so. But we're going to see that even though the Mikra Din Midaraisa, that is true, the Chachamim did not allow him to do that because of a concern of the general concern about the issue of who wants to go first is problematic. By putting it into the hands of a Kohen, that diminishes that concern. A few points about this Din of V'kidashtoi. The Chayyadim is going to talk about later on in this simon. Going back to this point, he's going to go from here to Kriyas HaTorah and then go back to this point about what things may the Kohen do which don't impinge upon the issue of V'kidashtoi. Can I have the Kohen serve me, for example? Can a Kohen serve another Kohen? Now the one last point, but we'll see as we go further on in the simon. But one last point over here is the puzzle says V'kidashtoi ki eslachem alakecha hum akriv. So the Torah ties the concept of V'kidashtoi to the concept of avoda. So the question comes up, does this halach apply to a kohen katan? So a kohen katan is not kosher for avoda, he's under the age to do avoda. So he's not included in the pasuk of kies lechem alakecha hum akriv. Therefore, he's not considered included in the mitzvah of kiddushtoy as well. And many poskim actually argue like that. So just share with you a humorous anecdote. A young man in kindergarten tells his teacher that he has to be served first because he's a kohen. And the pasuk says, "V'kidashtoi," that you have to give the kohen the mono yafa rishon. The kindergarten teacher, finding that a little bit forward of the young man, called the parent to point out that your son is making these preposterous claims, And the father said, well, he might be right. So actually, this is a machlokes, whether the din of Bikid Asher applies to a katan. And it seems to be the consensus of most Pesachim that it does not apply to a katan. So in a katan, so our young man over there in kindergarten, that was not necessarily, did not necessarily have to be served for the other young men in the kindergarten. Have a good day.